Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is the clear favorite to win the Democratic Party's presidential nomination after winning 12 of the first 14 state primaries and caucuses. Two main rivals are vowing to continue their campaigns, at least for the next few weeks. The Kerry campaign got on track with a first-place finish in Iowa in January, the first test for the Democratic presidential field, and has not looked back since. Senator Kerry has won contests in all regions of the country and has only lost twice, to Senator John Edwards in South Carolina and another to retired General Wesley Clark in Oklahoma. General Clark ended his campaign this week after disappointing finishes in Virginia and Tennessee. But Senator Edwards and former Vermont Governor Howard Dean are continuing their campaigns despite increasingly long odds, and they now hope to stop the Kerry bandwagon in the Wisconsin primary on Tuesday. Senator Edwards explained why he is staying in the race in an interview on NBC's Today program.
I'm the candidate, if you look at the exit polling from these various primaries, who's attracting independents and the kind of voters we have to win the general election. We still have a long way to go in this race, and it is, you're right about one thing, it does look like it's narrowing down to a two-person race between Senator Kerry and myself, and I'm in this for the long haul. I intend to be the nominee.
Senator Kerry has already won about a quarter of the 2,162 delegates he needs to secure the Democratic Party's presidential nomination at the national convention to be held in July in Boston. But despite his big lead in the delegate count, both Senator Edwards and former Governor Dean continue to insist that they would be stronger candidates against President Bush in the November election. Many Democrats say they would like to see Senator Kerry pick Senator Edwards as his vice presidential running mate if Senator Kerry winds up being the Democratic nominee. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato says John Edwards' campaigning skills would make him a popular choice, but he cautions that even if Senator Kerry is able to nail down the nomination in the next few weeks, it might be a long time before he settles on a running mate.
Today's poll figures will not be the poll figures that will be operative in July. That's why nominees try to wait until a week or two prior to the convention to make that critical choice of the vice presidential candidate.
After Tuesday's test in Wisconsin, the remaining Democratic contenders will set their sights on the so-called Super Tuesday contest on March 2nd. When 10 states will hold primaries or caucuses, including the delegate-rich states of California, New York, and Ohio. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.